May 1, 1995. Thank you, Commander.
I keep getting off. I know. I picked this up from several in the rooms. Well, you started out talking about karma, and I'm really interested in that. And now you're talking about evaporation. Well, I do have a tendency to do that. Jack Miller is worse. You see, he's on the one subject, and before you can catch up, you know, he's gone off on how to buy an apartment complex. When you stop to think about the control of mind over matter and soul over mind, you shouldn't have any trouble with karma. Karma is an excuse for behavior. And if you can hook that to a nice Maharaji or guru or Sai Baba or the stars or anything, then karma becomes a good explanation for what you don't understand. It must be my karma. And Dharma, you know, gets up every morning, oh God, I can't do it, not one more day. It must be my karma. Well, it is her karma. So don't let her give you that story. You can accept anything or you can not accept it. It's like a gift. If I give you a gift and you won't take it, it's not a gift, is it? It's nothing. And if somebody tries to dump a load on you and you don't accept it, you don't have to carry it. They're trying to dump it on you so you'll help them carry it. If you refuse it, it is not a gift. A gift uncompleted is not a gift. And that's exactly what should stand in a court of law over Dave Overton's gold. George took it, buried it. It was for the Institute. It was never a completed gift. Neither do you have to have and accept karma. And if today you're sitting in here with me listening, or anywhere you are ever getting this message, look at what you're doing. And if you're sick of what you're doing, say no more. Just paid off my karma this minute. And then get busy on something else. How nice, it's all gone. It's like dark energies. When you do not accept it and you do not allow them in, they go away. If they think there's another chance of getting in, they'll only go a little way, and so will your karma. Because habit will require that you go back. You're comfortable with your habits. You may hate them, but you're comfortable with them. And they become your friends. They become your ally. They become your excuse. I don't feel good today. Do you really feel bad? Yep, I'm really bad. I can't do whatever it was you wanted me to do because I'm really bad today. Well, I'm going to keep giving you all this stuff until you don't have that excuse anymore. No, you don't feel bad today. You don't want to do it, and you don't want to tell me you don't want to do it. You are wonderful. You are the greatest creation, the most complicated, completely total workable entity. There are some that are more perfected, but in their own primitive way, they're so much less because they are uncomplicated, but they are both male, female, you know, the worm that recreates itself without pairs. You see, you don't just have something with no pairing. In everything of existence, and this is the thrilling part of getting down to finally having Tom Astley receive enough insight and information in his drawings are incredible. They put Walter Russell's to absolute shame as far as just beauty of the spirals and the theory of all things being light. Now, if all of you were watching, or any of you were watching, when they were doing the program on the brain cells growing on the crystals and basically computer chips, you will also have watched while they talked about some abductions. And I have some things to add about abductions. Whether they are valid, invalid, that is immaterial too. Since all things are mental, doesn't matter whether you ever lifted off or whatever. But this one man described his experience, and you better hear this, because that is valid. He said he felt like he was coming completely apart, molecule by molecule. That is exactly what happens. That is disintegration or dispersion, or what you call blending with the light and teleportation. And now we can go back to Dorma. All of the experimentation that has to be done to try to get us down as close to your level as we can, and you up in frequency to meet us, to get you through a light beam, is a physical translation. Because all things are the thought projection or manifestation of God's mind. But you are manifest then in a conglomerated form of some kind, according to your unique blueprint. And when you get that blueprint messed up, you end up with arms in the Eldridge superstructure. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to have a clean field. Well, if I bring you aboard ship, non-physically, if I translate you through a light beam, not just lift you through a light beam, but disperse you in the light beam. Or if I am going to transport, let us say, from Pleiades to your planet, because there is no time nor space, it's all a mental exercise, isn't it? Well, my brain, if I want to get from Pleiades to Earth, my brain has to dissolve the ship, get every last molecule restructured at my destination. And if you think computers aren't helpful, man, you're not thinking. When you move into a physical environment of manifested matter, you have got to have those blueprints pretty well established and work like a computer. So that if you get one cell of your DNA structure, let us just say we're going to transport EJ. We don't want to transport him over to one place and leave all his clothes back there. He will be embarrassed. And so will you. And especially I would. We've got to take a mental picture of exactly what is visible and invisible and move it in whole. And just hearing the child, that is the most perfect example. Totally perfect example. You have a baby. How does it know to be perfect human? Mother thinks, well, I did it in delivery, I know. And how can that be from one DNA structure, a perfect being? Well, everything has a DNA structure, right down to the pattern in your cloth. So basically what you are doing is taking the DNA structure of each thing in front of you and transporting the entire thing. And it's extremely simple. But I'm pointing out the method or the way or how in the world this can be. From a baby, you have cell division. Well, obviously, if you need to get off the ground and on the ship, you don't have 9 months to do it. So you're going to have to start with an adult structure and transport it some way. Well, this is the problem that Dorma had. We were literally, physically, with her experiencing it, basically dissolving her, reassembling, and she was part of the research team. So when you're trying to look back on this, this is why your mind sometimes you think, I can't handle this because I know I was watching something like it was a dream, but I know it was not a dream. And this is why all of you will be gracious enough after a night's work to be able to hang up that memory until you need it for use again and leave it there. Else you get so sidetracked and distracted trying to figure out and trying to remember. When I can tell you and you will remember it, that your agreement is leave it there. Don't worry about that. Leave it there. You can pick it up off that hook when you get back tonight. But leave it there. And some of you, when you just are so frustrated and you do not understand what is happening, all of you will have a little deja vu that says, I remember agreeing and I remember being told and knowing that it would be a little while longer and it was all right. All of you are getting this very frequently in the morning. You will open your eyes because you just have pushed the envelope so far. And you just, I have to remember. Father, I have to remember. And so for a brief little bit, you will remember and you'll say, ah, I know. And then it's gone. And you walk down and you say, oh, shit. I watch you as you think, I'm going to write it down. Well, I'm going to write it down in just a minute. I'm just going to enjoy it here for a minute because I know. And I know I won't ever forget this. And then you get downstairs and it's gone. But that's agreement. That's by agreement. And when you people are literally going through these experiments, expressions, literal, of dispersion, reassembly, you very frequently get bends. And the most annoying thing that will happen from that is not necessarily a physical thing other than fatigue. You will feel fatigue. And you're all waking up worn out these mornings because we are really pouring it on. But the physical aspect will reflect itself in the tubules of your ears. And they'll plug and unplug and plug and unplug. And it took Dorma a full year before that stopped happening. And if this is too bad, sometimes you just walk around, you're so dizzy you cannot keep your balance. We did not have that trouble with her. Well, you see, now people who are actually remembering some true experiences will remember that coming apart and feeling like you're going to die. It isn't because you're being pulled apart. It is that you can feel yourself disintegrating. You know, brain says, if I'm disintegrating, I don't have to breathe. Chest says, or whatever says, I've got to breathe. If I can't breathe, I'm going to die. So you have a horrible moment of panic. It isn't enough to reason, well, I don't have to breathe. The mental desire for continuing to function as a human form will tell you you've got to breathe. And then you'll pass on through that. But it is total panic as you pass through that transition period where there are no lungs to hold the air. So ascending ain't all it's cracked up to be. It is not floating around in your physical form above something, looking at something. You have reached a finer frequency where you can float because of your weight and your frequency, your ability. And it is a lesson that can be physically learned. And some of your greater magicians have been able to do that, and some of your greater religious members of the brotherhood, truly of light, understand that and can use it. But as far as these pronouncements of karmic penalties, don't take it. It is a waste of your time. And that's part of your growth process. When you understand what you are, who you are, you don't need to be loaded down with that kind of garbage. Your world's in a mess because you've let it get in a mess. It's not the karma of the world. And you're not experiencing, quote, bad things because of your karma. You might be experiencing them for lack of good judgment or unwise actions or poor discernment. Now, where it can be valuable, but don't call it karma, is that you will do things and they can either end up a disaster or they can end up the greatest thing that ever happened to you. And that can go anywhere from the loss of a life that touched you over here to sending the money through George Green, and he took it. That looks really bad to Dave Overton. He feels that he somehow has let down his brothers. No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. Because you have to understand the workings of the world and how rotten it is. And how better to do it than to experience, starting over here and working your way through this incredibly awful system. Because if you do not look at it, you can hear somebody else's problem and say, oh, well, I'm going to learn from your experience, and God love you if you can. But there is nothing like the experience of these things. And you're going to get all sorts of input. And ones will literally say to me, well, why can't you be a more benevolent father? And I say, well, am I malevolent? Well, no, not really, but you yell at us. And, well, what father doesn't? If he cares. And I care. I cherish you and I care. You are the team that has to do the work in that physical arena. And I cannot send you into the battle. I don't let you have guns. I don't let you call yourselves patriots. I nag at you. Oh, God, I cannot send you into a battle unprepared. That's my responsibility. You cannot accept it, and you're blessed. And everyone who picks up a contact and reads it and doesn't just, you know, E.T., garbage, stomp, stomp, stomp on it like little B.C. does with a snake, beat it to death. Use it in the birdcage. I don't care. My job is to bring that word. And it is not your crusade, you understand, to get it out. But it's for our use. It's for our use so that there are some informed people. And as long as you can see and see the reasoning behind what I offer, because obviously You didn't have to pay anything to come in here. You did. It cost you. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, because you've graced us with extra expense of journey and time. But these friends will make you overeat, give you sugar overload, do all sorts of things to you.
Can you take a question?
I'd be happy to take a question. I'll rattle until midnight.
Thank you. Commander, I wanted to ask... Thank you. Commander, I wanted to ask, is George Van Tassel on your craft?
No.
Do you know what group he was interacting with?
He was interacting with a lot from Pleiades.
With your command?
No.
Can you name the group?
No. I won't do that because of what is going on right now with that Integratron.
Then he was, in fact, his communications with groups were valid?
Yes. Some of them.
Some of them. How would one discern what is or isn't? If one had access to some of those records, audio tapes specifically.
There was a lot of garbage going on at the same time that he was being given this information, so there are a lot of flaws in both the building and in the perception. I don't know how to tell you. I just can't. I don't feel that it's the right time yet to reveal the inner workings of that Integratron. And pretty much that entity kind of really lost it.
Listening to a tape, audio tape, if they were available, they're listening to an echo of the energy that he was communicating with. Is that true?
Yes, I would imagine that probably that's recorded.
Okay. If a person...
You see, when you are working in an environment like that and for the purpose that he was, you're not going to just sit in... Well, I don't want to just interrupt long enough to make you uncomfortable standing there, but these are the times to talk about these things. If everyone in this room just shut your eyes, shut down all of the noise, you'll hear the tones. Now, all I can say about Van Tassel and that Integratron project is that right now they are experiencing the identical things, only a different frequency, a different production center or producer mechanism. Mechanism is the word I want. In Taos, New Mexico, there is the complaint of the low frequency hum that is constant and is driving people nuts. That's real. That's valid. It is a low growling sound. That is not the sound that was picked up by the Integratron receiving units. But it is essentially the same type of frequency projection or receiving, so that in the atmosphere or in a room, everybody would hear that same tone. Now, all of you will hear the same tone, too, because there's nobody in here without a frequency now high enough to hear my frequency. But it still won't mean much to you, but it'll be very, very high, very, very shrill, and literally out of the range of some of you. But it's inside the head, and therefore you hear it even though your ears may be bad. Literally could be picked up this frequency in the area of that, well, in that entire Yucca Valley area. That is a very, very important area. Very, very important.
I have heard that from some of the tapes that there were entities, beings attempting to help, but they had to withdraw.
That's right.
Okay. If a person was evolved to the point where they could listen to those tapes, pick up the frequency, and then somewhere independently reestablish communication, is that possible?
No, because it's off limits now.
Okay. Thank you.
At this particular period of time, there are enough people trying to duplicate and reuse all of that for all of the wrong reasons that it will not be, it's not available at this minute. And it's unfortunate because that could really have done, that would have put you measurable steps ahead. Because that would produce your free energy type of instruction. That literally would have been a place where you could literally communicate. And it will happen. But no, that is a different project, and I don't have very much to do with it. I just know about it. But a lot of things got completely screwed up with it, and then ones tried to take it over and screwed it up worse and use it for the wrong things, and it's just not an intergalactic thing now, right at this moment. And I'm not free to discuss it further. But that was fun. Anybody else have any questions? I know you didn't come all that way not to ask me some questions. I like questions. It makes me look bright.
Commander,
yes.
I'm probably going to disappoint you then because I don't have a question. I have a statement that I keep meaning to write down and send, and I procrastinate, and that's my problem. But I have heard so much about all the people who put down Dharma and put down the paper and put down the commander and put down everything that is connected with all of this. And I've been reading the paper now since beginning of 92, and I've read about 25 journals, so I'm not up on everything. But I just want everybody that is connected here, from the command to the people here who are doing the physical work, to know that there are many of us out here who do nothing but appreciate everything that is done. All the writing, all the work with the Gaia products, all of the communications, all the brotherhood, all the love, and all the knowledge that we're all being given out here. For myself, I have nothing but love and appreciation and admiration for all of you, and especially the command, and I am so grateful that I have been able to receive just what I have been able to receive, and I'm constantly looking for more, and I don't understand everything, and I get upset, and I get frustrated, and I get mad and angry sometimes, but that's my problem, and it's not anybody else's, and I don't think it's fair that anybody projects anything unwarranted to any of you entities, whether you're physical or not, because you're all doing an amazing, wonderful job, and we appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. I, on behalf of the crew, you see, I understand, and I'm untouched by the stones and the arrows that are shot and thrown at the people. Your bodies, you're human, and you don't really know what you think, and you can't quite, you get it, but you can't quite comprehend it. And then you hear about little grays, and you see spaceships, and now there are more and more and more pictures. But you have to understand that there are more and more and more of your craft that have been around since World War II, easily. So as you come into the more, let's put it this way, the more information you come into, the less easy it is to even accept the fact that there may be a brotherhood somewhere out there. And you know jolly well there are going to be the brotherhood within your space that is now pretty much landlocked at least from the cosmos, because of the transition of the, well, the planetary status. And each one of the team, which is each one of you, has to say, well, it's got to be mostly phony or I wouldn't be involved. That's what I get from Dharma all the time. I am not a writer. I am not even a good typist. I don't understand this. Why me? Well, I can give her a dozen reasons, and then finally I get as frustrated as she, and, well, why not you? So I would have to ask each one of you, and especially when you're asking questions and you're frustrated because, you see, if I answer a question in here, or I answer it on the computer, and these are basically the only ways that I can communicate through her, I can tell you, but each of you think, well, if I get it from out of her mouth, that means that he's around somewhere, and I can, and if it fits with what I'm already getting, then I can merge it, and it's okay. So really, you're not even asking for information, you are asking for confirmation. Or if I give you something else in a little bit of an explanation, and you say, ah, I had all of it but that little piece, thank you. That works. But you began to lose trust in yourself. I'm just not hearing anything. I don't hear tones. I'm not psychic. Well, you don't need to be psychic, because you are born, created with all knowing. You just have to have a trigger that pulls it out. And these fragments of information, the myriad pieces of information that go over your computer system, you won't ever use. Not in this lifetime. Well, I just want my purpose. I've got to do my purpose. Well, maybe all of your purpose has not reached the blossom. We're still riding. We're still struggling. We're still needing to be there to roll over a country, if we can, into freedom. Will it happen? Will it happen? I want to know. Will it happen? Will it or won't it? And does it matter? If you do what you need to do, you will be fine. Well, I won't be fine if all my brothers forget it. How could I possibly not be worried about my brother in South Africa? If your brother's in South Africa, be concerned about him. If he wants you concerned about him. If he denies you, you don't have to deny him. Leave him alone. But you cannot run your life on what a brother, and I'm figuratively speaking now, in South Africa wants or needs. And you have no right to run his life. That's what's happened. Satan has come, and he has manipulated, and everybody thinks they know better what to do with your life than you do. And in doing that, they can get complete control in all the property, all the wealth of the physical world. You see, they only have ability to function in the physical world. They can only destroy. Because they are not of the creator element. They have chosen to serve the dark element that cannot create. The evil side of life is not creative, it is destructive. And Satan, Lucifer, you call him whatever you want. No matter what stature he may or may not have had, as you understand the workings of the universe, God, gods, creators, planet systems, galaxies, you will understand the energy hierarchy, of which all of us have a higher energy source. And this is what all of you want to know about, because you're doing all this other stuff and you didn't know about maybe the conspiracy or the government. And what's more, you don't care about it. And that's why your journey is so hard. Because at some gut level, you don't give a damn about it. And you're just frustrated because you don't understand it better. And why are those idiots out there continuing to do this? They're losing their world. When back inside here says, I don't give a damn if they lose their world, this isn't it. This isn't the reality. Well, but I've got to get through it too. I'm here. I look real. I feel real. I would change a few things here and there. But somewhere at the back of the skull, it says, but I know. The play is just unfolding. And there are as many plays as there are entities. There are as many life plays going on as there are people in this room. And all those fragments of all those other parts of your own individual little lives are having their little play. And how wonderful when we can gather together and have a goal big enough to understand the higher play. And especially in a manifest world where the energy forms have paired off, you know, separated out, squared off is a better word. Paired off sort of indicates a oneness, a unity. And then you think, well, I don't want to fight these battles. Well, don't fight them. Create something that gets rid of the problem. Or just refuse to take the problem. Well, now we have it right down to the hard nitty-gritty. How can I throw off the problem? There is someone over here asking something of Hatton. There is someone over here asking something about the Gaiosol. There's somebody over here just wants to know how much gluten to put in the bread. You know, it is, and I don't know as Doris or care about the spelt or the Gaiosol or whatever. I don't even know what I am, much less what I think. Because invariably, I don't think Hatton thinks. At least anything that comes out of the face is acceptable if it's him, and it's not if it's me. So I will go turn on the television and watch O.J. Simpson. Oh, great, we'll go watch O.J. Simpson. And so now what do we have? Somebody by the name of Ippolito. Ippolito, Esposito, no, it's Ippolito. He's a killer. He's a thug. He's a mafia person. Now, here comes the new input of information on who killed Nicole. And this comes from a very valid source to a very valid source who wants to get it onto the defense team. And it's all tangled up with kind of underground business and financial matters and everything. And yeah, OJ set up. And in addition to whatever may have been a valid happening, look at how it's being used. So everything that happens, you can't just look at it and see that that happened. In this complicated world that you have now awakened from, you can't look at anything, can you? Don't you just want to go back, turn on the television, and that's all you see? That's all it means. It's just whatever's on there. There was that time that you listened to Leslie Stahl, and it was not complicated. There was no relationship with her and Ron Jackson and recover the Constitution and be an assassin. That's just a person on 60 Minutes. Now you can't even look at Leslie Stahl without all of these images coming. I don't want to wake up. I want to go back to sleep, sir. I now know a lot about things I never really thought I wanted to know about because I never heard of them. And I want to just go and go to the church house and pray and let it be understood that it's God's will that all these children are killed in Oklahoma City. God must have had a reason. God? Everything is an act of God. No. That is an act of man. And not nice men. Don't try to say God had a purpose in this. God has one purpose, and that is for His creations to act in such a way and learn so that they can come again home and be one with Him. And be creative in a world of glory and goodness. And ones will say, oh, well, it would be too boring. I'm sure that just being good. Why are you so sure? Because all you get are the evil sides. Once in a while, you hear something pretty good. And you can cry over an angel story. But basically, what led to the angel having to come and hoist somebody off the cliff edge? What were you doing on the cliff edge? Dummy. There is a universe. My goodness, you ones remember it. You just don't think you do. You wouldn't be here willing to put up with this and walk this remnant through if you didn't know what you've got. And how do I know that? Because look at all of them who don't. They don't read the paper. They just hear somebody make a statement, and, oh, yeah, that is really out, far out. We are not even beginning to be far out. Oh, well, they're at, you know, I mean, that cult. We're not even religious. How do you come by qualifying us? You can't even describe us. Oh, well, there's that channel over there. I would guess that Jay-Z Knight has more fun.
Got more money.
Well, that's more fun. I agree. If you have to do it with or without money, do it with. But be prepared for it to corrupt you. And I know, I hear, well, we've been without for so long now, we think we can handle it.
Ready for the money.
I knew Rick was going to say that. You see, I didn't have to be a mind reader, but I will tell you that 4 years ago, Rick was ready. And he and Dorma would sit there, and we are ready. Well, now they are really ready. And they sat there in that prison in Las Vegas, and I thought they were going to have a breakdown.
We'll turn the tape.